We're joined now by Lee Hackelman. He's a water supply specialist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and he's with us to talk about what the warm, dry spring means for Wyoming. He says the snowpack has gotten extremely low, which will make for a tough year.
We were doing great till the 1st of March. Since March come along, we've had warm weather and not very much snow, so we got up to like 100% at the 1st of March, and it's just been steadily downhill since then. Just every week seemed like it just goes down, down, down. We're at 22% for the state now, so pretty soon we're going to hit like 0%, you know, when everything gets melted out. And last year at this time, we were at 200%. So it's going to be pretty poor for a lot of farmers out there.
What parts of the state are particularly hard hit by this?
Well, it looks like the northwest corner is faring better than the rest of the state. Stuff coming out up around the park, up around Jackson and stuff, they're going to have pretty near a normal. It's still going to be below normal, but it's going to fare better than the rest of the state. All the rest of the state is going to be low. It's just no doubt about it.
So does this mean we're headed for a drought?
Well, not necessarily, because, you know, we could still get some rains and stuff. But the trouble with the rains, for, at least farmer-wise, is that the water will run high for a couple days, and they might not be set up to irrigate those 2 days, and then it'll be gone, where if you got snow melt, it's just kind of melting off all the time, and they can grab it whenever they need it. If you're below a reservoir, most all the reservoirs this year are in great shape, so anybody below a reservoir will probably end up getting pretty much their full water right. It is if you have enough storage, I guess. There's some farmers out there that only have a partial reservoir right, so they'll end up being a little short too, but not as short as the people that are in direct diversion. People that only have direct diversion are going to be way short this year.
So what does this mean for irrigators who are above reservoirs, who are not getting their water from reservoirs? What are their prospects for this year?
Well, if any of them can remember back to 1977, that was the last year in our records anyway, showing it was like dry like this year. I think we're even going to be drier than 77, but most everybody only got half their normal amount. So they're very used to getting 3 or 4 feet of, you know, irrigating water. They're only going to get 2, you know, so it might be a good idea for a lot of farmers out there to idle some of their land and only farm their best land this year.
So is that going to be is this going to make a big impact on crops and hay production and things like that?
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be a lot of people that will probably get first cut and irrigated but won't have any water for their second cutting. Then our surrounding states are all dry too, so unless we get a lot of rain where they can put up a lot of grass hay, there is liable to be a hay shortage again this winter. So,
what is that going to mean for livestock in the state?
Probably higher hay prices again, or at least alfalfa hay.
What can people do to sort of make the whole situation easier to handle? I mean, what recommendations would you have for, let's say, people who are living above reservoirs?
I think I would, any kind of marginal land they have, I think I would hold off on irrigating it and just use the water on their best land. I think if they plant fence row to fence row this year, they're going to have a lot of it burn up. So, you know, I would probably cut back.
So obviously this year the reservoirs are in good shape just because we had so much snow last year. If we were to get another similarly dry, warm winter this coming winter, what would that mean for Wyoming?
Well, then everybody would really be hurting, not just the people above the reservoirs. People below the reservoirs would be kind of in the same boat. So let's hope that don't happen.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking with me.
Okay.